East Coast Breakfast, Darren, Kerry and Sky.
I'm constantly looking out for people that are helping out anyone in any way that they can during this COVID-19 pandemic that the world and South Africa is experiencing, particularly people that make it their priority to get food to the community. So that's how I found out about Guy Butler and his feeding initiative. So that's why we're talking to him this morning. How's it, Guy?
Very well, thank you, Darren. And just to very briefly share with you, I've got Eddie with me, and it's actually Eddie who's right at the forefront of the initiative. So in many ways, he gets more credit. But just to acknowledge what you said at your intro, Darren, Eddie will back me up when I probably over the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've constantly been saying, you know what, this is the kind of thing we need to share with Darren. I'm convinced this will resonate with him, just knowing what you've done and how you operate. Yeah. So very grateful for the opportunity, Darren.
No, you're welcome. Let's hear from Eddie's voice. How's it, Eddie?
Hi, morning, Darren.
And guys, is Eddie the strong silent type?
Eddie is the quiet in the background, very
quiet
strong
in the corner.
Leader, Darren. He's the one of those quiet leaders, but don't be fooled. There's a lot that he can share with us today.
Okay, well, Eddie and Guy, that's what I want to know. I heard that you guys had made up and had delivered something in the region of 5,000 food parcels. Each food parcel could feed a substantial family for a couple of weeks. Let's go to step one, right? How did you come about? How did you figure out what to put into the parcels, how to make up the parcels, who to deliver the parcels to, and how did you identify who in the community needed them?
Darren, yes. The initiative started just after the beginning of lockdown. We won out at a discussion regarding what the lockdown, how's it going to affect people in our area. We had this discussion with the kids, and the next day my children, Ulay and Duncan, came up with an idea to prepare a COVID-19 rescue pack for families out there. And I think as the weeks has gone along, the need has just grown. And I partnered up with Ashton College. We asked them to get involved in Belita. And within about 2 days, we managed to raise 1 million rand to kickstart the initiative. We found some friends and people we did business with. And so Ashton came on board, and Ashton also made contact with the executive director of Kurakuza Disaster Management, Mr. Sisal Biamutu. And they helped us with a permit. And in that way, we identified the people in need. And Ashton came on board. They handled the media site. They printed the hygiene pamphlets for us. They assisted us with volunteers. And they also helped us with their network to raise funds for the initiative. So when we first started with the money that we had, we identified a food bank, got my brother-in-law involved. He's been that type of business for many years, and we managed to put a food bank together for 400 rand that could feed a family of four for a month. And we donated, of the first 2,500 bags, we donated to Kurakuza Disaster Management, and they distributed the food parcels to 29 wards in the Kurakuza area. While we were busy with that, Michelle from Women on a Mission and Jackie and her team from Vision 153 and East Way, they've been doing this for 15 years, also came on board. And with their database, that's how we identified the people. They've got a database to make sure that we don't duplicate any of the parcels. And
yeah, because that was going to be my question to you, because we know of several initiatives that are making up food parcels. Some for family of three for 6 weeks, family of four for a month. And that was what was in my head. Between government initiatives and NGOs and private, how do we make sure that the parcels are getting into the right hands and not in duplication? And also a big thing that's come out in the news right now is that it's not being used by, you know, dodgy government officials who might, you know, want to sell here or collect here for party affiliates. How do you protect against all of that?
As mentioned, we've got Vision 153 and East Way. They've been doing this for 15 years, so they the people contact them for good parcels. And, yeah, we feel comfortable with them. They do each parcel that's been given to somebody in need, they do it physically themselves. So it's not 100 parcels given to somebody to distribute. They distribute it themselves. They keep the database with cell phone numbers. And, yeah, no, we feel really comfortable. There's no looting or anything like that.
If I can add to that, Darren,
yes, go.
The beauty of using Jackie and her team is that, as Eddie says, they've been working in the area for ages, and they are actually able to come and say to us, no, look, these folk have received, or no, we can confirm, you know, they haven't received. Equally so, we've got quite a rigid database, as Eddie was saying. So if someone does, we've had a couple, as you alluded to, Darren, we've had a couple who make contact. And we put it into this database, and then we see that, you know, they come back and say, no, look, they have already been received a parcel. So it's been quite a priority for us, as you say, to try and make sure that we don't add to the problem, let's say.
Yeah. So now, what's the plan now? I heard that you've dropped off 5,000 parcels. You want to do another drive for another drop off, maybe upscale that to about 7,000. Any plans to, I mean, so that's quite a coup taken care of. There's a whole bunch of other areas in KZN and in South Africa. Is there any plans to upscale this model elsewhere, or are we just focused here?
As the need has arisen, we focus in the Puerto Rico area, but Jackie and the team, they've distributed more widely. We've done that at this stage from Margate up to Richards Bay and inland to Richmond as well. So if the funds are available and we do manage to raise enough funds to keep this initiative going, we'll definitely take it as far as we can. Just upon that, the 5,000 packs, about 2 weeks ago on a Sunday morning, there was a beautiful online service from Grace Family Church, and it just ignited a fire for us to start a new initiative that got placed in our hearts with the God's 7-day plan. To raise over 7 days enough funds to do 7,000 packs for 7,000 families to feed them for a month. And that date actually closes tomorrow, and it's on Friday. And it's actually a privilege and an honor for me to say this, I've had confirmation today. We received enough or raised enough funds to cover 7,000 bags for 7,000 more families.
Now, Darren, that's amazing. That's in addition to the five. So it's not just taking it up 2,000 more. That's an additional seven. And Darren, to really let this sink in, I'm going to ask Eddie just to quote what this means in terms of meals. And I know, Darren, this is going to really appeal to you. You know, one thing we've realized with when we talk to people about these parcels, people underestimate the size of these parcels. These parcels, when they complete, there are 22 ingredients in it. You actually struggle to pick them up. So they really are substantial parcels. And I'm going to ask Eddie, just to share with you, what it translates, Darren, into meals. Can you, why don't you share those figures that you worked out?
Yes, if you look at the first 5,000 parcels that we did, as we mentioned, it feeds a family of four. It's enough food to feed 20,000 people. Now, if 20,000 people only have two meals per day over 30 days, it equates to 1.2 million meals. And if they work sparingly with the food packs and they eat three meals per day, it comes to 1.8 million meals. And one of the items in our packs is the tea. We've supplied 500,000 tea bags, and if each family only makes 2 cups of tea per tea bag, that's that equates to 1 million cups of tea. And with the further 7,000 packs that we've raised now, that will feed 28,000 people. And if they only have 2 meals per day, that's 1.68 million meals. And if they work sparingly and have 3 meals per day, that equates to 2.52 million meals. And 700,000 tea bags, that equates to 1.4 million cups of tea. So in total, where we are currently, the money that we've raised, we've already started packing some of the extra 7,000. We received goods yesterday, actually, for our 7,000 for the food packs. In total, between 2 and 3 meals per day, the people are going to receive 2.88 million to 4.32 million meals.
Wow,
and
on
the tea bags alone, it's 2.4 million cups of tea. So it's just been phenomenal, the support that we've had in our community and the businesses. And with that said as well, the target in the beginning was to really help the vulnerable people, the people in need. But as the lockdown has progressed, it's not only the poorer people, it's middle-class families that the funds have suddenly just dried up. So we help our broader spectrum, a lot of people.
So, yeah, Darren, you know, you can, it's one day, maybe if you have a chance, we could organise your permit to come and visit. It's a really massive operation, and
it sounds like it. Yeah.
This, you know, Darren, when I speak to other people about it, I equate it to dropping a stone in a pond. You know, the ripple effect. The ripple effect of Eddie's drive, and then Grace Church, which I'm a fundamental player together with our pastor Mark Furie.
Yeah.
When you see how the ripple effect that this has had, it's quite phenomenal. We've got up to, I think it's about 40 odd volunteers that we rotate every day. We've got people who are phoning us to say, please, can we come and help? So not only the recipients, but you've got people coming together, new relationships forming, new networks forming, people coming together in the spirit of goodwill, wanting to help. It's been just absolutely, and I'm reminded of, Darren, how you so often talk about the KZN community and how we rally together and how we need to overcome so many obstacles. That little pebble that Eddie dropped in this fund has just had a ripple effect throughout KZN. And it's wonderful to see again our KZN folk ready and come to the party. And we're hoping that, you know, we'll get some more support and more funds. We're really appealing to the corporates. The best way I can describe it from my perspective, Darren, is, you know, currently, in this day and age, we live in a world where we do so many things remotely from each other. And in lockdown especially, I mean, we the distances between us are significant. In this initiative, it's amazing, Darren, when you realize that whilst we can't be interacting much with each other, I can tell you from my personal experience that the can of baked beans that I helped offload the truck, put into a packet, when I then see photographs of that tin of beans reaching, there was a lady the other day in Grafton. She's 98 years old there, and she doesn't have an ID. She's blind. She's waiting for her ID. Relies on kids' grants, and there she is sitting with that tin of baked bean and the rest of the hand.
That's amazing.
In this day and age, where you can feel that you have something tangible that's actually reaching out to those people, it's just absolutely amazing, inspiring.
Yeah, must be an amazing experience. So, Guy and Eddie, thank you so much. We need these good news stories. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there saying, we're struggling, but I like to find stories where people say, yeah, well, we're helping. So, you know, if we can just up the quotient of more helping and less struggling, we're all winning. If anyone's listening right now and you want to put out an appeal to anyone, what would you like to say, Eddie or Guy?
Darren, appealing to folk to realize that there are opportunities where you can help. This is a very real, legitimate, authentic initiative. The feedback that one gets, the feeling one gets back after giving is just truly amazing. So we're appealing to folk whom this project will resonate with to please help us continue our task. We're absolutely committed to carrying on and feeding as many as we can. We don't believe anything's impossible, Darren. We think with KZN community, anything's impossible. We'll run this as long as people keep corporates. Yeah. Please, if you can, get in touch with us. We'd like to see some challenges perhaps between corporates. If you can,
sure,
come to the party with donations, we'd love to share our story.
And how do we get a hold of you, Guy?
I'm going to give you, Eddie, if you can just share, there's a lady who's helping coordinate a lot of it for us. Her name is Jeannie. Eddie, you've got her details.
Yes, she's Jeannie Abib. She's the marketing manager at Ashton College Belita. She can be contacted on her cell phone number at 083-627-5359, or she can be reached via email at marketing1@ashtonbelita.co.za.
Okay, cool. I hope people are listening. Make those
obviously
calls.
On the,
you'll carry on?
Sorry, and obviously the Ashton Family Secure, the initiative, it's on the Ashton College Belita Facebook page as well.
Perfect. Guy and Eddie, thank you for the amazing work you're doing. Absolute inspiration. Thank you very much. And I hope you just get the most amazing response from the community right now. And hopefully so fewer families have to go hungry during this really, really trying time.
Thank you, Darren.
East Coast Breakfast, Darren, Kerry and Sky.